We have to believe that because Prime Minister Abiy went to Asmara to discuss about these issues, if you remember, just about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, and the withdrawal issue came in after a consensus both by the Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki and Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. So you would believe that. I mean, what makes it maybe the reason stronger is that, I mean, the conventional war is now over, as the government says, so the presence of Eritrean troops wouldn't be needed as much, I think. So we have to, I think, trust and believe that is happening currently.
There's some suggestion that Eritrean troops may have gone into Tigray with the full knowledge of the Ethiopian government. What is the government saying?
Yeah, I think there is a level of confusion because for me personally, I also get baffled by the international pressure on Eritrea. If it's about human rights concerns, that's, I think, very correctly noted, and I think the Ethiopian government has said that any kind of violation of international law principles and humanitarian law principles would be absolutely addressed. But like I said, I mean, Eritrea and Ethiopia after Abiy Ahmed came in are two friendly states, and Ethiopia actually can invite any, let alone a friendly nation like Eritrea, which has a very strong cultural and historical ties with Ethiopia, even a third-party state, if it wants any support. So I don't understand really the outcry, I think, from the West, to be honest.
There have been two reports in the past week or so, one the CNN and then the BBC, about Ethiopian military massacre in Tigray, to the point that they're calling for United Nations involvement. What is the government saying about these reports?
I have read the reports. To be fair, I think one needs to understand that the Ethiopian National Defense Forces, as far as I understand it, has a very good track record in terms of the discipline they show in military operations and engagements and complying with rules of engagement in international law. That's why you see Ethiopia as the largest contributor actually in peacekeeping in many areas, including in the Abyei region in Sudan, and also the deployment in Somalia. The Ethiopia's involvement in peacekeeping goes back during the Congo crisis as well back in the decades. But like I said, I think there might be instances, and we cannot be definitely sure, that there wouldn't be violations of human rights. Personally, some of the evidences, I think this could be a personal, I think, critic, but the media reporting has been, I think, too much for me. You know, although there are instances and I think allegations of violations of human rights, you don't find very conclusive evidence on these things. And the reports by CNN and does indicate some level of violence, I think, but I think this needs to be more investigated for me.